So if we think of this medium, just the podcast, voice-only podcast, more like radio, where a show is developed, a program to deliver a message, to provide a little bit of creative work to give you with words to build in your imagination what's going on. The podcast is very powerful, get the word right here, when you consider getting the message across in words. Now, not everyone can communicate in words, and not everyone is understood for what they said or acted out, as it were. This is why your inflection, your intonation, your diction, your language, accents, all of these things become very important in the radio show, if you would. I also spend time on ham radio, amateur radio. I have a federal license. And if you think about it, that's another way of broadcasting. It's mostly meant to do messaging in emergency situations and otherwise make sure you understand you have a contact network of people and you understand the frequencies and how to move messages and understand all the codes and jargon used in radio. Other than that, it's very much like the internet, where we get in contact with one kind of person and help them get in contact with another kind of person. These lost and founds on dogs that have wandered hundreds of miles are a classic example. So here we are. This is the medium. We're going to use it. It'll be like radio. I'm going to develop the programs to hopefully flesh out a little bit on some of the day's events that I'm seeing happen. Here we go.